Hi, I'm Pastor Landis Fisher, Bible teacher on Teaching Bible Radio. We're blessed to be able to come to you at this time, and we hope that you enjoy and learn as you listen to Teaching Bible Radio. This is the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries of St. Louis, Missouri, where you can write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. Love to get your comments and letters and requests for materials that we make available for a nominal cost. But write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. And send a donation, if you can, to help defray the cost of these broadcasts and other ministries that we do to help get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. And any donation, large or small, will help this radio ministry to continue to bring these broadcasts to you at this time, and also many others who hear the gospel by way of internet, evangelism on the streets, in the prisons, in the shelters, and many other modes of ministry that we offer through Straight Gate Ministries of St. Louis, Missouri. So when you have opportunity, write us at 10123 St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. We'd love to hear from each of you. And enclose a donation if you can to help keep this broadcast coming to you. If you like, you can give us a toll-free call on our toll-free line, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. And you can reach us toll-free on that number and leave a voicemail. One of our representatives will be delighted to get back with you to make resources available to you. Of course, you can always go online and download these messages for free and many others at our website, which is teachingbible.org. That's one long word, teachingbible.org. And these messages are available free of charge for you to stream in streaming audio or download to your computer, burn to a CD, whatever you like to do to share the word with your friends and family. We hope you will go online and listen or download other messages. There are hundreds and hundreds of messages available to you for free at teachingbible.org. Today we're going to feature a message from the book of Galatians, and we hope you really enjoy this edition of Teaching Bible Radio. You can get this message in its entirety. We're only going to play an excerpt today in the conservation of time, but you can get this message entirely, as we said, on the website at teachingbible.org. So we want to ask God to bless every ear, every mind, every heart, bless everyone listening right now, O Lord, that they might receive a blessing from on high from this edition of Teaching Bible Radio. God bless.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
Pay the debt that you and I owe God. And that's what we see when we see Jesus crucified on the cross. Quick, brief synopsis. I could talk about the cross literally for hours, but I'm not going to do that. We don't have enough time. But let me let you hear what I want you to hear here in the book of Galatians, as we said, which is called by many the crucifixion epistle, chapter 5, verse 16. Now, this is for some of you who have already trusted in God. You've already believed him. Sometimes you find yourself doubting, is God with me in my circumstances? Is he still with me? And I want to let you know, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It doesn't make any difference where you are as far as people are concerned on the social strata. You can be high and mighty and be without God. You can be rich and famous and be without God. You can be sitting on a throne riding around in gold Cadillacs and be without God. Jesus said, what would a man be profited if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? So it's possible that you could gain the whole world and lose your soul. You see, and at the same time, he came not only, he says, for the high and mighty, but he came for the poor. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You see that? So he came even for the most simple and the common man. God is no respecter of persons. You don't have a worse position with God than Bill Gates or anybody else who might have multiplied millions of dollars. You know, you have equal access to God through his son, Jesus Christ. And so Paul said this, for many of you who have trusted in the Lord, you may have had your doubts. You know, when you're going through trouble, sometimes you wonder, where is the Lord? But you know what I found out? The book of Romans chapter 5, God says that tribulation worketh patience. When we go through trouble, God teaches us patience. And we wouldn't learn it otherwise. We can't just be snapped into patience. That's an attribute or a fruit of the Spirit that you cannot learn easily. You must go through difficulty. You see, and it is through trials and trouble that we learn patience. You see, and so patience have a good purpose in our lives. Trouble has a good purpose to produce patience in our lives, is what I really mean to say. You know, when you go through trials, difficulties, troubles, things that you don't understand, you find God in those places, and he's right there with you, taking you through, strengthening you, and he has not finished with you yet. That's why you're still here tonight. You know, you could be in a worse place. That's what I've said so many times. I say I should be pushing up daisies in the cemetery, but God has allowed me to roll on for a little while longer. He hasn't given up on me yet. I'm still here. You see, and I may not be doing a grand like according to somebody's standards, but I'm moving along at God's speed. And so are you. God is with you. He's with you in your troubles. He said he came to be with you. He came to lift up the downhearted and the brokenhearted, those who are brokenhearted. See, and that's why he sent Jesus to the cross. A lot of people stumble over the cross. Why would the Son of God be crucified on a cross? How ugly, how horrible is a thing of that sort? You see, and it is an ugly, horrible thing, but it took that to purge the sin of the whole world. Because God would not be an accomplice with you and me in our sin. He allowed his perfect, holy, spotless, sinless Son to be crucified on the cross and die in order to take the debt and the penalty for all the sin of all of us wretched sinners. Everyone who trusts in him, you can know that you've been cleansed and that you have been forgiven. Because God allowed Jesus to take that sin that you and I have and place it upon himself. And he died and paid the debt with his own blood. He washed us clean. You see, a lot of songs like that. We don't have time to go into it. Oh, I love those blood songs. The church used to sing a lot of them back in the old days. We don't sing them so much. Now, in the modern church, we are too preppy to sing the good blood songs. But there's so many of them that talk about the blood of Jesus that washed me white as snow, washed me clean from all my sin. See, and I get happy when I think about the blood of Jesus. But let me move on here. I could talk about it all night. But let me just share this with you. This is what I want you to hear. In chapter number 5, Galatians 5, and we're just going to say a few words about this, and we'll be done. Galatians 5. Verse number 13 says this, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. God does not want to put chains on you. Some people think salvation is going to be a bondage, and I'm not going to be able to do this, that, and the other if I start going to church. It's just the opposite. Salvation is liberation. God is setting you free. The devil is the one who had you in chains. He's the one ruining your life, locking you down with dope and drugs and sex and violence and all the kind of things that really can destroy you. God is setting you free. If the Son makes you free, the Bible says you shall be free indeed. He's releasing you to be free, to be righteous, to walk in truth, and to walk in holiness. And so Paul here writing to the Galatians, they had gotten hung up in legalism, trying to satisfy God by their good works. After he had come and preached the gospel to let them know that the only way you can satisfy God is by the cross of Jesus Christ. Chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, Paul forgot all about all that stuff, the precepts of trying to do all these little things the Jews used to try to do to satisfy God. And he says, I'm liberated because Messiah has come. Jesus came, he did everything to satisfy the Father for every one of you. See, you cannot satisfy God apart from having faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. When you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, all your sin is forgiven. You are washed clean. That's what we call the gospel. It's good news. It's a free gift. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. But God wants you to have it. And he wants you to have it for free. He paid the debt. It's free, but it's not cheap. It costs God his only begotten Son. The blood of his own Son was shed for your sin to give you liberty and freedom. Now moving on, verse 14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You know, we could simplify the law. Jesus said on these two hang all the law and the prophets. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, if you do those things, you don't have to worry about anything else. Yeah, but it's difficult for you and I to learn to love people who hate us. Very difficult, but we have to practice that. I'm getting a little better at it. The more you pray about it, the more you walk in the situations where God is allowing sinners to test you and your faith and all that, the more you learn how to do it. You know, I don't have time to tell you all the things that I go through in a day, trying to cope with people who do not know the Lord in my day-to-day walk. But you get better and you get better and better and better, and the Spirit of God is given to you. Everyone who believes the gospel, God immediately gives you the Holy Spirit. He dwells in you, and the Bible says he is going to be the teacher who will lead and guide you to all truth. You see that? He will be there to reveal the word to you, to comfort you in times of trial and difficulty. So moving on, Paul says, but if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. We're chewing each other out. You know, we are the redeemed, blood-washed, blood-bought church. We should be able to come together in fellowship and lean on one another, depend on one another, you see? But instead, sometimes we get into bickering and fighting and scrabbling among ourselves. Paul says, watch out for that. Beware of that. He said, but this I say, this is what I really wanted you to hear, verse 16 and following. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, that you may not do the things that you would. See what I'm saying? One translation puts it that way. This translation says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. See that? So what we have to do is learn to yield our lives to the Holy Spirit. If you're here today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ, I want to invite you to do that. It's God's decree to all the world. That's what the gospel is. Did you know the gospel is a command? Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Tell them to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Repentance is turning from whatever it is that you trust in to make you right in right standing with God, and turn to God's way of salvation, which he has given his son, so that you do not have to worry. See, 1 John 5:13 says, these things write I unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. See, God wants you to know that you have eternal life. It's a free gift. The only way you can know that is understand what he did. He gave his son, allowed him to be crucified so that unjust people like me can be washed and cleansed and know for sure that I'm saved. He did it completely, and all to him I owe. The songwriter says, Jesus has done it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and he has washed it as white as snow. You see that? So that's what the salvation that God offers is about. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. But you receive it by faith. When you believe in his name, God will give you the gift of the Spirit. He will seal you. It says, Ephesians 4:30, that you will be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise for the day of redemption. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He will be with you and seal the deal. So I want to invite you all to stand right now. And if you have never asked Christ to be your Savior, pray with me right now. Just ask him to come in. That's all you have to do. Blessed God, our Father, we have heard the gospel that you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, and that by him you allow sinners who are not clean in your sight to be washed and forgiven, and to know that they are clean and washed from every sin. We come, Father, turning from whatever we trusted in before. If we never trusted in anything, right now we trust in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know we need to be cleansed. We know that you have promised that you will cleanse everyone who trusts in him. And so, Lord, now we ask you to bless us with salvation. Fill us with your Spirit.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.